devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Nearly made it to the weekend. We'll get you all the way home safe, I promise. Just join us, 844-967-2789. We air the Friday grievances. But Fancy Brian, I got to ask you, I did not like the gentleman from St. Louis Park's suggestion that I should somehow proposition a cop roadside. That just seems like a really bad idea to me.
My friend, who is a female cop as well, would probably kill you with just the look she would give you.
Yes, I suspect.
Yeah.
Now, I got pulled over like 13 times before I got my first ticket. I had watched that David Letterman episode, and he had a state trooper on, and he said, well, how do you avoid a ticket? And he basically said, you know, you always have your hands on the wheel. You always pull way off the side of the road. You put the car, you know, you turn the car off, turn the music down, and be there respectfully with your hands on the wheel and your license and registration. And, you know, acknowledging some modicum of, do you know how fast you're going? Oh, guess I was going pretty fast. You pulled me over, you know? I mean, I'd like to think my disarming sense of humor has helped me in many occasions. But I never did get a ticket, not for the longest time. And I mean, when I was in college, Fancy Brian, I used to buy these $200 cars. And I don't care what year it is, $200 is not a lot of money to pay for a vehicle. But with that sort of a massive investment relative to my earnings, that could be a whole week, 2 weeks' wage. But I didn't want to get that car registered until I made sure she was a runner for a bit. You know, that she was going to make it to work 10, 15 times. So I'd never get them registered right away. You know, I was one of those notorious LAF guys. And I finally, you know, played it out one too many times and got pulled over for an LAF. And I don't think I got a ticket, more like a go get your actual license. But driving without a registered car, I think, was my first ticket. I've only gotten 2 speeding tickets in my life. And I've crashed my cars twice in my life. And in both cases, I was given tickets. I guess if you end up with a wrecked car, you did something wrong.
I got my car wrecked while I was parked on the Brady Street studios. Some dude sideswiped me.
Really? I don't recall that day.
Yeah. Dude sideswiped me and they found him. 2 people got a license plate. Pretty awesome.
You know what I would say, though, Fancy Brian? I've always kind of felt like I benefited by looking like, you know, a white stepdad.
Did you try to look like a white stepdad?
No, God just made me this way. And, you know, little pouchy middle-agedness going on.
That's why you're doing it.
Well, I've always told my wife, if, you know, I got in shape and I was too good-looking, I'd be irresistible.
You'd be a target. You would be a target.
So, you know, I keep myself in dad bod shape. And
that's what's keeping me from it, too.
I was at a Dave Matthews concert. Guy was smoking a joint right next to me. I'm like, hey, buddy, you know, a little something for the effort here. And the guy looked over at me like I was, you know, like a narc or something. I'm like, hey, man, don't let the dad bod fool you. So we shared. We had a good time. We made new friends. But my only point is, you know, when you look like a white stepdad, and, you know, I haven't had a junk or a hoopty in years and years and years. I have the benefit of newer cars, although mine is pretty conspicuous. I am driving the devil wagon around town, and I've driven it through multiple states. I've yet to be pulled. Well, I guess I have been pulled over in the devil wagon.
I got pulled over today.
Oh, what'd you do?
Nothing.
How'd you get away?
I still have temporary.
Did you have to kill a man?
No, only 3. That was this time. Barehanded, though. Anyway, point is, this guy pulled me over. I had I have temporary plates still because I just bought that car.
LAF?
Yeah, so, you know, it was up in the...
But you have dealer plates.
Yeah, I have dealer plates up in the corner. He just couldn't see them because they put it a little tinted or whatever. Point is...
Over-tinted glass?
When he pulled up,
Did you get pulled out and slapped on the back of the car?
No, I had my
spread them!
I had my license ready and I had my registration there already with my new license plate number so he could at least, you know, track me and all that stuff.
But you're an enormous dude. Like, if I saw you in the driver's seat, I might be, you know, like thumbing my gun.
He was a smaller state trooper. He,
like, diminutive.
He did not have to bend over to my sedan as much. The point is that he apologized. He's like, sorry, man, I couldn't see your plate. I see that you have it right now. I just want to run your stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. No problem. And we were very cordial and everything. But my point is that the first incident wasn't, do you know why I pulled you over or anything? He's like, ah, sorry, I couldn't see your plate. I tried to look, but I couldn't see it. So
I don't think the cops ever apologized.
He's like, yeah, sorry, man. I'm like, awesome. And I totally was respectful and, you know, helped out. And we moved along our way. But my point is that he said, sorry.
Circle the calendar. I have never had a cop tell me sorry. Except when he, like, crams your head into the side of the cop car. Oh, did that hurt? Sorry. Wright County Sheriff Sean Derringer this week delivered a blistering denunciation of the Minneapolis Police Department after newly unearthed body cam footage showed its officers talking about hunting, and that is the word they used, anti-police brutality demonstrators who took to the streets in the wake of the murder of George Floyd last year. During a public meeting for the Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training this week, Derringer addressed the latest scandal plaguing the Minneapolis PD, which he said lacks leadership and accountability from top to bottom. I'm telling you, folks, that I am absolutely disgusted watching that, Derringer said, according to local news station KSTP. And I've defended that agency for the very last time. The sheriff went on to lament the actions of the Minneapolis police were damaging the reputations of officers across the state. I am so upset with the lack of leadership. We are all cast in the same barrel of crap coming out of Minneapolis proper. Ooh, that's harsh. Rolling Stone reported that the footage was so damning that the Minneapolis police called it antithetical to the kind of culture it wanted to build. Here a quote. The footage of Minneapolis cops allegedly hunting protesters showed cops being directed to target protesters and F them up, writes Rolling Stone. The video captured cops high-fiving after shooting nonviolent protesters with less lethal impact rounds. Other cops used the same weapons in a manner that resembled a drive-by shooting, firing on people on the street seemingly unannounced from an unmarked van. We remember when we had the guy from Minneapolis call us up and said, this happened? It happened. We've now apparently seen the police video thereof, and this Sheriff Derringer, disgusted with the Minneapolis Police Department, Wright County Sheriff Sean Derringer. Folks, we are the devil's advocates moving towards hour number two. It's Friday. We air grievances. I do not want to get taken out of my car tonight. I mean, any cop listening right now knows, hey, guy's driving a devil wagon. I'm going to beat Crudy's ass. Let's hope not. I'll be respectful. I don't think you're evil. But some of you certainly act evil. And I wonder why. Whether it's the GOP or the cops. Or the left or any other person. You know. Evil is evil. Bad is bad. Didn't your mama raise you better than that? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Your Friday grievances aired here. Go, 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 Johnny, go. Go.
Johnny, be good. The most important decision you can make right now is where do you stand? Goodness or badness?
Oh, he's good.
Good and terrible.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.